God is greater in me than the devil that's come against me in the world. He's greater than any devil. He's greater than any demon. He's greater than any sickness. He's greater than any financial calamity. He's greater than any disease. He's greater than anything that will come against you. I don't care what it is. He's greater than the storm that roamed the land. He's greater than all kind of violence that's in the earth. He's greater than that. Yes, he is. And that's why we don't fear. And he said in the last days, he said, you will hear earthquakes in direst places. You'll hear these things. He said, but don't, it won't come near you. Ooh, I'm so thankful that I know it. It won't come near me. I say it all the time. And I want it to be known. I say it all the time, not coming near my house. Not coming near my house, not coming near me, not coming on my property. I lift up the standard of the word of God. So the devil can hear me. That's the very dude I want to hear me. Because I know and he know. I'm going to say it again. I know and he know it. That he can't conquer me. Hallelujah. So I'm not afraid and I won't draw back. I won't quit. Hallelujah. Yes. Just as the early church and people from the very birth of the church until this day, there have been persecution. There have been hard things that have gone down. But we're still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're not going anywhere until Jesus comes. But when the trumpet sounds, when the shout go out, hallelujah, then we'll go up in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye. Y'all better leave me alone now. Hey. Hallelujah. So he said, what? Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. You see, the greater one has made his home in you. Jesus said he will abide with us forever. No matter where I go, he's with me. Say that with me. No matter where I go, he's with me. He's with me. So I am not by myself. I am not by myself. He is present tense. That means right now, present tense. He is present tense with me to put me over in every situation that I face. Amen. Whether I feel him or don't feel him, I know it by his word. I know it by the witness of the Spirit. He is present tense with me. You ever been in a situation you felt all alone, felt like with nobody there, but you knew better than that because God is with me. Amen. How do I know that? Because how do I know that? Because he said so. If he said he's with me, he's with me. And I'm going to acknowledge his indwelling presence. Hallelujah. I say I'm going to acknowledge in the midst of this test, in the midst of this, God, you're with me. Whoo, this is so good. You're with me. If God is for me, now you tell me who could find somebody. Find somebody big enough to box God. Find me somebody that'll get in the ring with my God. Hey, glory to God. You think you're big enough to take on my God? Come on with your bad self. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. So he gives us instruction. He gives us instruction what to do, doesn't he? So Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6 Said, let your conversation be without covetousness. See, he's telling you how to let your lifestyle. Conversation means your lifestyle. Don't live a lifestyle of covetousness and stuff. That's the way the devil. That's why he's in the trouble he's in now. He covet the stuff of God and tried to take charge of it. And look where he wind up. He's headed to hell, and he came, and just like a, like you throw something out of an airplane in the sky. He heads for the ground, no parachute to stop it.
Yeah. Come on. Amen.
All right.
He headed to hell, and ain't nothing he can do.
That's right.
Only thing that is holding up now is the Adam lease hadn't ran out. As soon as that lease is up, doom, mm-hmm. He going to put away all this wicked stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's gone. It's he's gone, they gone, and the Bible tells us when he's put away, and John said, I saw a new heaven and I saw a new earth. He's not even gonna let us live in this contaminated earth.
Yes, sir.
He's gonna clean it up, and we're gonna live in a new earth. Ooh, no devil nowhere can be found. Now, can you imagine living in a world nothing but blessing, blessing, blessing? You go out, you bless. You stand up, you bless. You sit down, you bless. You smile, you bless. You laugh, you bless. Well, bless.
Bless.
No devil, no evil, no jealousy, no envy, no strife, no sickness, no disease. A new earth and a new heaven shall come. He has it. But in the meanwhile, we got to tell the rest of them so we get all the family in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
I said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So he said, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such things as you have. Don't be caught up trying to keep up with the Joneses.
All right.
Just follow Jesus. The Joneses ain't taking you nowhere. Jesus won. Did you hear what I said? He's the one that's going to take you where you need to go. So don't be caught up trying to keep up with somebody else. You follow Christ. You follow me, like Paul said, as I follow Christ. Amen. Be content with such things as you have. For he has said. For he has said. Let me put it to you like this. God has spoken. If God has spoken, now who's big enough to reverse what he said?
Come on.
Who can reverse what God has said? For he has said, and I want you to get this, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that means I'm never alone. I'm never by myself. I don't care how I feel. I'm not going by my feeling. I'm going to go by the word. If my feeling don't line up with the word, I'm going to go with the word. Amen. If they line up with the word, welcome feeling. Come on. I like it.
Amen.
But if it doesn't line up with the word and I'm afraid and fear trying to grab me, I ain't taking that because see, God is with me and God is not fear.
Amen.
I say God is with me and God is not fear. So I'm going to go with the word and not take in the fear.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of God. That's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. So I want to announce to you, don't be afraid of coronas. Hey, he's not God. I got a God. His name is Jesus. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's my God. That's my Lord. That's my provider. That's my life. I said, that's my life. So he said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Glory to God. Said what? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that you can put your name there. Jimmy.